In a special interview, we are paying tribute to one of the owners of Treatcliffe Cavern, Peter Harrison, who sadly passed away whilst on holiday in Austria. I'm speaking to Vicky, Peter's daughter. Vicky, there's no doubt that Peter was hugely influential in the running of Treatcliffe Cavern and a very respected member of the community. What can you tell me of your memories with Peter, your father?
Oh, my dad was just absolutely brilliant. One of my earliest memories of him here at the cave was down on the roadside in his overalls and his hat, doing building work on the car park, and I'd be probably about four, so we're looking at the 1960s. But he's been here most of his life, visiting Castleton certainly since he was about 6 years old, so way back to the 1930s. All the caves in Castleton are all connected by family, but my dad spent the 99% of his working life here at Treatcliffe Cavern.
And I know that he started work at Treatcliffe Cavern when he was 19, as a miner in the cave. Can you take us through Peter's life?
When my dad first came working in Castleton, it was at the Speedwell in 1942, and then he came and took over Treatcliffe Cavern with his dad and other members of the family in 1945. And the cavern had been open for 10 years by then as a visitor attraction, and everything was made out of wood. The steps inside, the handrails were wooden or just gravel paths, and he and Cyril Adamson, his best friend, they carried tons and tons and tons of cement and stone and changed everything into hardware in concrete. So the amount of physical exertion my dad has done at Treatcliffe Cavern is without compare, really.
And it's noted that Peter was heading underground well into his 80s. Caves clearly meant a huge amount to him, and you've just expressed how much of an influence he had on Treatcliffe Cavern. What can you tell us of Peter's love of caves and what they meant to him?
He loved being inside the cave and the Blue John. Yet he and Cyril were always exploring and doing it. In fact, Peter carried on business-wise from his father, Harold, in terms of the business part, but he and Cyril really got themselves totally familiar with the underground and went cave exploring and looking for more Blue John and mining the Blue John. But my dad and Cyril were always looking for the so-called lost vein that old John Royce had told them about when they were about 19 and never found. And it wasn't until 2013 that my son, Peter's grandson, found the lost vein. And my dad just had to come in and see that because he'd spent all his life looking for it. But he was always coming up and popping about and looking at everything. But sadly, in his last few years, he had macular disease, so he couldn't see very well. But he still came up here and trundled about and was enjoying what we were doing, renewing the shop and all the Blue John, everything. He just loved it.
And aside from caves, Peter was also very interested in the history of Castleton and wrote a lot about the village and the surrounding area. What can you tell us about his life outside of the cave?
He was totally involved in the community. He absolutely loved Castleton and all its history, the things he remembered. And, of course, he's been here a long time, and so he could see things changing, and he tried to record what used to be and what had gone during his lifetime, because he was fascinated by what had already been lost before his lifetime. So he wrote an awful lot about what he could remember, what had changed, things and people he remembered. And he was also a big photographer, so he was in the Castleton Photographic Club. He was a trustee of the Historical Society. He was a church warden. He served his time as chairman on the parish council. He was a school governor. You name a village society, and at some stage my dad had been a member of it.
What an incredible man. Vicky, yeah. Thank you so, so much.
Thank you. Just a measure of his standing in the community and how much he has been regarded. I think my mother has had well over 200 sympathy cards and messages. As a business, we've had nearer 20. And as individuals, I've had probably 10, and so has my sister. So that's just a measure of how fond people were of him.
I think that sounds like incredible testimony to an amazing person.
Yeah.
Thank you.